Hey, what is up? It's Brian LoFermento here with episode 120 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. And I just want to take a second to point out that if you haven't got your hands on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur toolkit yet, it has all of the resources and a bunch of free trainings that you need to go from zero to your first $10,000 as an entrepreneur. Inside the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Toolkit, you'll get instant access to my training video on the 10 commandments of growing a business. Now, it's really cool because that's one of the training videos from inside my Ultimate Profit Model course. So that's a course that sells for $4,000, and you can get your hands on that training for free. You'll also get a free video on how to create professional websites in under 30 minutes using a tool that I use and love called ClickFunnels. So you will literally see a recording of my screen, see how I build websites and model them after really nicely done professional websites. Also, you're going to get my free training on how one of my students went from $0 to over $13,000 per month in just 45 days. That training is inside the toolkit, as well as a free copy of my book, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, and finally, the 4 secrets to starting your first business, which again is a free training video that I put together just for you. So if you haven't downloaded the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Toolkit just yet, go to the podcast's website at thewantrepreneurshow.com. Again, that is thewantrepreneurshow.com. And today's episode, in episode 120, we're going to dive in. I'm going to teach you how to be omnipresent online and in your marketing using something called retargeting. So I'm going to teach you probably the most powerful and the highest converting and most effective marketing strategy that every single business in the world should be using. And fortunately for you, it costs literally as little as $5. So let's dive into today's episode. Now, if the audio quality sounds a little bit different to you, that's because I am traveling all this week. Actually, I've been traveling for 2 weeks now, so I've got my little travel microphone with me. It's a Samson Go mic. It's about 30 bucks. You can pick it up on Amazon, and it is tiny. Literally, it's way smaller than your phone. It's smaller than a wallet. It's a really small microphone. So I spent all of last week in New York City. I'm a huge tennis fan, as a lot of you know if you've listened to this podcast for any amount of time. So I went to the US Open for a few days, saw some incredible tennis, some real world-class athletes. And then this week, I'm in Boston, which is my hometown. It's where I grew up before I moved to LA this January 2017. So I'm spending the week out here with my parents and visiting old friends from high school and college. So really cool times. And it's fun for me because September in Boston is so cool. You can tell that fall is right around the corner. It's already feeling like fall, which is fun for me because it's my favorite season, and I definitely don't get to experience fall in Los Angeles. So I must say, and I know I say this all the time in episodes, I'm super excited about today's episode because I'm teaching you about retargeting. Now, this is a Strategy Wednesday episode because this strategy is something that literally every single business should be using. Whether you're an in-person business, a retail business, an on-location business, like you have a physical location in the real world, or if you're an online business, it doesn't matter. Literally every single business should be using this marketing strategy. And the cool news is, you can use this marketing strategy even if you only have $5, even if you only have $10, $20, whatever it is, this marketing strategy will work for you, and it is the highest converting marketing strategy. So that marketing strategy is called retargeting. Now, retargeting is, you've probably seen it in action. Retargeting is when you target people who have already become familiar with your business in one way or another. So I'm going to give you a lot of tangible examples about retargeting here today. Now, the way that you've probably experienced retargeting is if you've ever been to Amazon and maybe you looked at a new laptop or a new camera or a new pair of shoes, and all of a sudden that laptop or camera or pair of shoes was following you around the internet. You logged on to Facebook, boom, there it is. You go to ESPN.com, boom, there it is. It keeps popping up in advertisements all across the internet. That's called retargeting. Now, the reason why Amazon is able to do that is because you looked at that laptop or those shoes or that camera on Amazon. So they know that you're somewhat interested in that. So they are targeting you based on the fact that you've already expressed an interest, hence the term retargeting. Now, from a technology perspective, it might seem like it's super complicated, but it's actually not. So retargeting works because of a little pixel. It's a pixel that the human eye can't see. It's just a line of code that somebody gives to you. You don't have to know how to code. You don't have to know how to do anything technical. It's a line of code that Facebook or Google or various retargeting platforms will give you that you can place on your website. You literally just copy and paste it, and they give you directions and videos on how to do that. You paste it onto your website, and that cookies them. So this pixel cookies them. It basically marks their computer and says, aha, we know that this person visited this website, they looked at this product, or they did this on our website. We want to retarget them based on that. So a lot of you who listen to the show, you know that I give away free paperback copies of my book, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur. So basically, if you go to imetbrian.com, you can get a free copy of the book. You just have to cover shipping and handling, and I cover the cost of the book, I cover the envelope, I cover what it takes to get you the book. Now, the fun thing is, only around 10% of people who go to imetbrian.com, 10 to 30%, it really depends on how hard I'm advertising it, 10 to 30% of people who land on that webpage actually enter their information and get the book. So the other 90 or 70 to 90% of people, they go to that website and they just leave. They don't do anything. So I failed. I didn't even get their name and email address, which means they're lost in my ecosystem. I, in some way, got them to come to my business website, but then I failed at capturing their lead information. So I use retargeting very extensively. So if you go to imetbrian.com and you don't get a free copy of the book, next time you log into Facebook, it's going to be a picture of me in front of a mailbox holding the book up saying, hey, you didn't get your free copy just yet. Click here, enter your shipping information, and I'll get the book out to you right away. Now, the reason I can do that is because I'm retargeting them. So I have it set up that says if they landed on this page but they didn't order the book, show them this ad next time they log into Facebook. Sounds complicated, but it's really not. Facebook does all the hard work for you. They have what's called a conversion pixel and a custom pixel, which you literally just enter. Okay, if somebody lands on this page, but they don't land on this page, so in my case, but they don't land on the page that it takes them to and they order the free copy, then show them this ad. That's it. It's very simple. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Brian, what if I don't have people coming to my website? So let me point out the two ways that people can end up on your retargeting list. You can retarget people who have gone to your website and done certain things. So if someone goes to your website, checks out a t-shirt that you're selling, but then they don't buy it and they leave, you can retarget them. And when you retarget them, think creatively. Think way outside the box, because you can retarget them. So for my book, for example, if they don't order my book within the first week, they see a picture of me at the post office holding the book saying, hey, I'm running to the post office, but you didn't get your copy yet. Click here to get your copy. Now, after a week, if they still haven't bought it, I'm not going to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. So instead, I offer them the PDF version. And I say, hey, just give me your name and email address, and you can get a PDF version of the book. So that way I can succeed in that lead generation. That's very valuable to me in my business because I know something very important about that person who gives me their name and email address in order to get a free copy of my book. To me, that signals, hey, I'm a wantrepreneur and I want to start a business. I want to be an entrepreneur. I need your help. So that's very important to me. That's lead generation to me. So if you own a barber shop, for example, it blows my mind how many barbers are missing out on this. I mean, especially when I moved to Los Angeles, I Googled barber shops all around my neighborhood, all around the west side of Los Angeles, because I didn't know where to go. And so I went to all these websites, and then I completely forgot about them. If any of them retargeted me and they said, hey, anyone who comes to this website, next time they log on to Facebook, show them this video of Danny, the owner, chopping some hair and saying, hey, I'm Danny, I'm the owner of Danny's Barbershop, come give us a visit, I'll give you $5 off your first haircut. Boom. That would have been effective marketing. Because I went to all these websites and I didn't remember them. And I didn't get any value from them. And literally, I completely forgot about them. So retargeting is very powerful. You could do the same thing. If someone goes to your website and they see some t-shirts and they're checking them out and they check out a bunch of t-shirts, but then they don't buy, retarget them. And in your retargeting, say, hey, do you want this t-shirt? Click here and get free shipping. That's how you turn someone who bailed on your product into a customer. Now, it literally costs pennies to retarget somebody. Literally pennies. I'm not exaggerating. Like, for a few pennies, you can retarget people who go to your website. So that's the first way of retargeting people. It's anyone who does something, and you can define what those actions are, anyone who does something on your website or someone who doesn't do something on your website. So if they looked at a shirt but they didn't buy, you can retarget them. If they did go to a t-shirt and they did buy, you can retarget them and offer them their next shirt for 50% off. So you can define what the actions are, and it doesn't take any technical knowledge or skills in order to do that. Facebook does all that heavy lifting for you. So first way to get someone on your retargeting list is if they take actions or don't take actions on your website. Now, I know a lot of people might be thinking, well, Brian, I don't have a website or I don't have anybody coming to my website. How can I use retargeting? And that brings me to the second way of retargeting, which is you can manually upload email addresses or phone numbers into Facebook and say, I want to retarget these people. Now, I hope that this is sparking a lot of thoughts in your head. I hope that you're thinking of a lot of uses for this. Let's say you've got an email list of people who came to your last seminar or workshop or conference. You can upload all those email addresses into Facebook and say, hey, next time these people log into Facebook, show them this ad. You can literally dictate what they see on Facebook just because you have their contact information. It's that powerful. Or this is because I really want you to be creative, which is why I'm giving you some alternative uses. Let's say that you've got a list of 100 businesses that you wish you could talk to that are perfect clients for you, perfect customers for you, but you just can't get a way in. But you have these 100 email addresses of people who you wish you could talk to. Upload those email addresses into Facebook and tell Facebook, hey, next time these people log into Facebook, show them this video. And the video could be of you saying, hey, what's up? I'm so-and-so. This is what I do for businesses. Here's the results that I deliver to them. Here's what it means to you. Click down below, schedule a phone call with me. How powerful is that? And it's not like a one-time thing. You don't tell Facebook, hey, just show it to them this one time. You say, show it to them over and over. And you can set frequency caps. So frequency cap, for example, is, okay, only make sure that they see it 3 times in a day or 4 times in a day, or make sure they don't see the same ad more than 20 times because I don't want them to get annoyed and sick of me. So retargeting is very powerful. If you've got a list of people who used to do business with you, former customers, former clients, former partners, and you want to market to them, upload their email addresses and you can retarget to them. You can literally dictate exactly who you want your message and your marketing to get in front of. Now, you could even get really clever. Let's say you wanted to sell something to members of your local chamber of commerce. Let's say you're running a local business. Maybe you're a local web designer, or you do internet marketing or search engine optimization or branding or business coaching, whatever it is. Go to your local chamber of commerce. I'm willing to bet that they list the email addresses of all of their members. You can export those emails, upload them to Facebook, and create a personalized video. Hey, what's up? My name's so-and-so. I'm based here in Los Angeles, California. I love helping companies in LA do this. Here's what I do for them. Here's why you should care. Click below, schedule a free phone call with me. So that's what retargeting is. Now, obviously, I can't teach you all of the intricacies of retargeting here on a podcast episode. I wish I could. And quite frankly, you'd get way more out of it if you could see my screen and see how this works. But the reason why I'm introducing it to you in today's podcast episode is because I have some amazing guests coming up in future weeks. And I really want you to whet your appetite with the idea of retargeting. And I want you to start thinking about retargeting. How can you retarget people who visit your website and take certain actions or don't take certain actions? What sort of email addresses do you have that you want to retarget? Or how could you get email addresses and use retargeting to get the right message in front of them at the right moment with the right offer? It's so powerful that here in 2017, 2018, you can literally control what people see in their Facebook newsfeed. So that's retargeting in a nutshell. And like I said, if you want to do retargeting on Facebook, you can get started with literally $5. If you've got a few thousand, we're talking 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people that you want to retarget, $5 is enough on Facebook to retarget those people. Now, Facebook has amazing resources and trainings about how to use retargeting. So I invite you, if you do want to explore this further, go to Facebook. Or better yet, go to Google and Google Facebook retargeting or Google retargeting. And you'll find that there are tools that do this retargeting for you. I'm telling you, this is the most effective. It's the best targeted marketing strategy that you can use. And it literally costs $5. There's no reason for you to not be using retargeting in your business to get more customers and clients. So that's what I've got for you in today's episode. Like I said, I'm traveling all last week, this week. I'm going to be back in Los Angeles next week. I am so excited. I've been doing so many interviews with incredible guests that are going to be coming your way over the next few months on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. So if you haven't subscribed to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, make sure you hit that subscribe button and definitely download the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur toolkit over at the show's website at thewantrepreneurshow.com. And I'll see you Friday for another episode.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.